Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Hello and welcome to this really super hot edition to Blog Talk Radio Life Class. I am Christy Bemis, author, speaker, psychotherapist, and a sex educator and relationship coach. And Hot Pink University is a place where women can reignite to their passions, their purpose, and their play. I also want to invite you to my YouTube channel, Living Authentic as Fuck Lives, where I cut my first episode last month with a special guest, and we'll be cutting episodes each and every month with new guests being featured. And I'm so excited for that, to feature other people out there doing really authentic and wonderful things. Today is hot. We're heating up the studio here with Christy Bemis, and I am excited to be sharing with you the art of erotic massage for couples, whether you are in a long-term relationship or fairly new with one another. I am just super excited to share with you my knowledge around erotic massage from what I've been studying and participating in and doing myself, and so this is a chance for you to learn a little bit about how to set up an erotic massage for you and your partner. I invite you to find more out about me on the web at www.hotpinkyou.com, or you can also find me on Facebook at Hot Pink University with Christy Bemis. There's always things out there that I'm posting to inspire you to reignite to your passion, your purpose, and your play. And I want you to think about Hot Pink University Life Class as things you wish they would have taught you long ago, maybe in high school, maybe in college. So get a journal, get a pen, and we're going to get ready to dive in a little deeper on the topic of erotic massage. So I have to admit, in true vulnerability, this is very edgy for me to be putting out there. I am a mother in her midlife. I'm 51. Raising two adult children, already raised, really. And so to put myself out there in this way is very vulnerable. We as women don't talk enough about these topics, and I'm really discovering that in the Midwest, where I currently live and where I work and where I play, there is an incredibly repressive and shaming culture oftentimes around women in sexuality, especially as we become mothers and through our aging process. It's just a super taboo subject. Can anybody relate to that that's listening? And I don't think it's just, like that in the Midwest. There's definitely other areas of the world and areas of our country that is true for that. But as a midlife woman, to put myself out there talking about sex is super vulnerable. And I run a women's talking circle once a month. I invite you to take a look at that. It's an annual membership, or you can just come for a one-time, one time a month that you find the topic to be intriguing and important. This next month, we're going to be talking about body and how our body image really impacts our sex drive, our sexuality, and even our libido as women, how our image of who we are, what we look like, impacts all of those things. And so today, though, we're going to be talking about the erotic massage for couples. And why is this important? And I want to share a quote by Cindy Darnell. Let me see if I can find it. It's pieces of a quote she recently wrote. If you want to follow somebody that's hot that's out there right now, Cindy Darnell is your girl for that. She talks about that sex is really the relational space between partners where our emotions and our bodies intertwine. And again, I'm taking pieces of a very long writing that she just recently did, that sex often triggers us and opens us up and opens our emotional space. Emotions equal being human, and sex is where our emotions go as a couple often to be processed. And I think that is incredibly true for myself and just my own experience around, you know, where sex is. And sex becomes important when, in couples work, when it becomes an issue, usually not if everything is going okay or reasonably well or sex is like warm or even lukewarm. I don't often get couples coming in and saying, I need to work on my sex life during that time. What I end up getting is when sex has been lost or there's been months that have gone by at multiple different times throughout a relationship, or even that there's been years of not having sex, not having intimacy, not having touch, and that there's become an abrasiveness or a wall even for couples. So I do think erotic massage is a place for couples to begin anew, to get out of routine, to get out of boredom, and also for newer couples to really dive in and get to know one another in a very profound way and really get to play and express. And if you want to learn more about why sex is important, I recently wrote a blog. You can find that on my website. And I also connect it to a podcast that I recently did around the curative factors of sex. And so you're here and you're in the right place if you want to take a new tool in your sexy tool belt back to your partnership and play. Let's dive in. I also want to cite like an orgasm article out of the International Society for Sexual Medicine. And it really talks about how long does it take for a woman to reach orgasm in that article. And I think we all know like the stories or the statistics around, you know, for men, it takes somewhere around 2 to 10 minutes for them to reach maximum arousal into ejaculation. For women, though, it takes an average of 14 minutes during partnered sex, during masturbation, an average of 8 minutes. And I think that's precluding any kind of menopause or aging process as well. And so let's go with 20 minutes or more, mostly for women in their midlife, all the way to 40 minutes. So a lot of women I talk to, they're like, I can't orgasm. And generally speaking, we talk about how long are you staying in arousal and how long are you staying in partnership play, and their partner is already done or past the point of being done, and they're just warming up. And for many of us women, we are like crock pots or a slow cooker, not an Instapot. It takes us a while. So this is where erotic massage for couples can really fall into play in heterosexual relationships, but also in relationships where it's the same-sex couple where you can play and be in arousal together for an extended period of time. And in the book that I often share, one of my major amazing resources, Emily Nagoski's work, Come As You Are, I think it's a must-read for every woman and every couple, honestly, must-read. And in that book, she talks about the inhibition system and the excitatory system. And for some women, we have a high braking system around sex. If we're feeling stressed, if the stars aren't aligned, if everything in the house isn't like picked up and taken care of, and we can have a very low excitatory system, meaning the smells have to be there, the fantasy has to be there, the room has to be warm. Like there's a lot of things that kind of go into what makes us feel excited. This is where erotic massage can fit in for that because it's very intentional, it's set up, it's very planful, and it doesn't have to be, I want to be really clear on this, the outcome of erotic massage, it doesn't have to be penetrative sex or even orgasm. the outcome of erotic massage can just be attending to one another. You can even have erotic massage be there for one person, that it's very centrally focused on that person today, receiving touch and pleasure and play, and the other person just being in the giver role, and then doing vice versa the next time. And that can really be a beautiful thing for couples to experience. So I want you to think of it as a gateway into more, a gateway into understanding, a gateway into arousal. And there can be, but doesn't have to be, genital touch, and we'll talk about that. I'll walk you through like a step-by-step process of how this can kind of unfold. I want you to plan a minimal amount of 45 minutes all the way up to 90 minutes or more on what I encourage all couples that I work with to get in our first intake session. I say get a massage table for your home. And there's a couple reasons I say get a massage table for your home. One is our beds are often not the most comfortable places to be having sex. And when we can kind of take the massage table, set it up either in the bedroom or another private space in our home that's just kind of dedicated for touch and play, it can be really powerful. And as we age, there is greater access to one another's bodies when you can have a massage table, because you're not in a bed that you're sinking or you're on your knees. Like many of us at this age, I'm 51, are having issues with knees and hips and shoulders. And the massage table just really helps support the touch that you want to give and the touch that you want to receive. And so that's my little spin on a massage table. What kind? I mean, there's so many. And you don't have to put the head thing on if you don't want. It can just be the flat massage table with a sheet that covers it. And for us in the Midwest during this time of year, having a couple heating pads underneath that sheet feels really, really yummy. And then maybe a fuzzy blanket to go over the top, where when you're starting out on your massage table, you are cold, your body's cold. And so warming that body up by massaging and touching over the blanket can feel really yummy to start out. I also encourage you to get an oil, a massage oil of choice. It doesn't have to be like a super expensive specialty massage oil. It can be. My oil of choice personally is coconut oil for every single part of my body. Coconut oil is a very nice, it moves into the skin really well. It's very nice as a lubricant. I'm able to tolerate it. Not everybody is able to tolerate genital coconut oil. So you have to really play around with your pH balance and what your genital area can and can't tolerate. If you're using toys as well, you have to look at, once that toy is going to be touching that kind of oil, you definitely want to look at water-based options too. So the skin, the back, the arms, the legs, the belly, the breast, all like, you know, coconutty oiled up, and then a water-based lubrication for any kind of toy play or genital touch if you're, you know, moving in that direction with toys that don't tolerate the oils. Almond oil is also a great option. I know a lot of women that I talk to can tolerate that as well. Grapeseed oil. There's lots of things out there. And there's also really great on Amazon oil bottles and warmers. They're around $50. It's a good investment because warmed up oil is way, way yummier on the body. And coconut oil needs to be warmed up because it solidifies. So you're going to want a little bit of that. Towels to wipe off. A heater to warm up the room, and like I said, a sheet for the massage table. If you're using a fitted sheet, usually those can stay on. It just depends, but you might need some clips if you're using a flat sheet. Water to drink, because we need hydration for our sexy time, and any kind of toys you want. If you want to if you go onto my website and you go into the page where I really talk a lot about on my podcast, I'm a guest speaker on Sex, Cycle, Love, and Me, and I really share my key top three toys for women. So that would be something to go in and listen to with the fabulous Edna Lugo. And let's see, music. I personally use Spotify, and I'll be taking this podcast when I move it to my podcast page, and you're listening to it in recording. I'll be taking that, and I'll be linking to three of my favorite Spotify playlists for you. One is going to be like just a beautiful music, no words. The other one is something that I find to be like super sexy playlist. And then another one can be like this naughty ramp it up kind of playlist. So this is the kind of key. Erotic massage can take on any theme. It can be sensation play all the way to relaxation and just really zoning into your body and romance, all the way to kicked up and kinky. It really just depends what you desire, and this takes really good communication between you and your partner when you're setting up to play with one another. And sometimes your partner might curate and surprise you, or you might curate and surprise your partner with a super special playlist and theme that you're kind of going for, and that's super sexy as well. So you can play a lot with those kinds of things. I'm going to say talk to your partner about scent and like what their sensations can really tolerate and love, and get a diffuser for the room filled with essential natural oils, not any kind of synthetic, no sprays or products that are out there from big name companies. I'm not going to say what products they are. But none of that can be kind of less tolerable for people and their senses. But ask them, even they might even be able to come in and pick out, like, I want Ylang Ylang today, or I want lavender today, or I want rose today to be, kind of diffusing in the room, or nothing. I want nothing in the room. Let's go. Let's dive in. How do we get started? There's lots of ways you can get started. I think when you're first starting to play with this concept, you just have your partner lay down on their belly like they're getting a massage. And they can be belly up, belly down, covered with a sheet, covered with a sarong. Or you can play around with escorting them into the room and having the whole room really set up with candles and beautiful music playing and maybe toys laid out and the oil's already warmed up. It takes a little bit of a setup to make your partner feel really, really loved and cared for, right? And you and your partner can set it up together. If it's erotic playtime together, you can set it up together, and each of you take a part of setting it up together, which feels really yummy. But you can escort your partner in. You can have a flower on the table. You can escort them over to the table and slide their robe off if they're wearing something, or take their clothes off and have them just kind of lay on the table and start with touch. Or you can both get on the table together and sit forehead to forehead, legs draped over one another, face to face, and just take a couple really beautiful breaths together and let that first song kind of play out with just getting on the table. Draw it out. I think you're going to hear the theme over and over throughout this podcast that this gets to be a really drawn out process. Slow is where we start, right? And in that first song or two, it's just beginning touch. And slow is best. Warm up your hands. No oil. Play around with different touch, tickles and scratches. And try to do this kind of touch without any kind of massage, with the blanket over the body or sliding off the body halfway through the song, for one full song. You can start deepening the touch by the end of that song. You can start saying loving words about your partner's skin, how it feels under your hands, about their body and how it looks, and about how you feel being in this moment with them. how excited you are feeling touching them, how you might be tingling, how loving you might be feeling. And these are all just beautiful things to reflect and share to your partner as you dive in deeper and deeper. In the second song, deepening your touch, maybe tugging at the hair a bit, and using the palms of your hand, the forearms. For some partners, they like the pressure, and even getting onto the table and putting all of your weight along the length of your partner feels really good to be cocooned under your body. You can be clothed or you can be naked in erotic play for couples. Anything is open. Whatever you and your partner agree to and set up ahead of time, whatever the boundaries are ahead of time, you would have had this conversation before even entering into touch. What things are off limits, what things are on limits, having that consent conversation so that you can escalate your touch in a beautiful, natural, organic way versus maybe having to ask for consent at each different touch, which is also a perfectly way to give erotic touch, is to ask for consent, meaning, is it okay if I move down to your ass muscles and I touch your ass? Like, asking that is also really beautiful for partners to get engaged in finding their voice on the table with one another. So you're asking permission before you start using oil. You're asking permission before maybe you slide the sheet, or maybe you've choreographed this out ahead of time and your partner's like, I just am giving you full-on consent. Like, whatever you want to do, and I will tell you when I've hit my red zone of no thanks, right? You can start deepening your strokes. If you're starting to use oil, you can start checking in and asking them for moaning or delight sounds so that you know that you're on the right pressure and path. You can even ask, is this touch good for you? And the other question I love for couples to start incorporating into their sexy time is, if this touch is good, what would make it even better for you? When you're not quite yet using oils, you can start using sensation toys. You know, there could be talons available, fur, floggers, lightly dragging it down the back to start before you even start any kind of slappy stuff. Feathers, ice, your tongue, biting, nibbling. Once there's oil, you know, those toys are kind of limited because, like, the rabbit fur itself or feathers, you don't want to be dragging them through the oil because they're pretty hard to clean at that point. But other toys can be used after oil is even incorporated. As you move into more songs, that third and fourth song, you're really moving down the legs and the ass, maybe moving to light genital touch, asking if they want it, permissioning it. You maybe are even cupping the vulva and dragging an arm through the legs up against the vulva, or if it's a man, outside touch of the penis and outside touch of his testicles, just lightly stroking, light fingernails, teasing touch. These are all beautiful ways to just flow in to deep and open up the whole body that's available for you to touch. Yeah, and as the songs go forward, as each additional song starts building on the other, and again, we've allotted 45 minutes minimum, 90 minutes maximum, you can start adding things like vibration. I talk about using the wand, or there's other toys that have vibratory things, or the Lilo toys are really great for this, but just outside touch, no penetrative touch, moving into changing the pace from slow to fast. You can get off the table at some point now that the body's warmed up and maybe even dance together or move around the room together. People that want more sensation play can start incorporating ropes and cuffs, and there can be oral touch because you're partners, and so you're in partnership play, so there can be oral touch to the genitals for each of you, or if one person is just in the receiving space and you're just in the giving space, it can just be you giving them this kind of touch. And each song kind of builds on the other. And that's why when you're looking at the playlist, you know, you're looking at the flow of like, where do I want to be on this person's body with each song? Can lead into orgasm, like I talked to at the top of our time together, can lead into penetration with toys, with your fingers, with genitals. But that's towards the end, and it's really not the goal. The goal of erotic massage is really around intimacy, connection, and using arousal states to process, like, your love for each other, your awe of each other, your relationship with each other, your emotions for each other. And it really can be a beautiful and playful tool, like I said, in your sexy time tool belt. And I'll share more and more around this in a blog that I'm starting to write about what this touch can do for partnership. And soon, and coming up, there'll be a webinar as well where we can kind of walk you through more of unfolding that process around erotic touch. For me on my journey, working with Pamela Madsen and her team with Back to the Body, I've learned so much about arousal and about touch and about my own body. And so I really encourage you to find her work at backtothebody.org. It's really incredible, her retreats and, you know, the work that she's doing out there for all of us women and for men in relationships. And, yeah, the other book that I'm currently devouring is Kenneth Play's book, Beyond Satisfied, which is a sex hacker's guide to endless orgasm, mind-blowing connection, and lasting confidence. He's really put a lot of, like, thought and science and neuroscience and his own research and connecting the right people in the right places into this book. It's really a passion project for him, and I wish him all the best of luck. You can find it on Amazon.com, which is just a super new resource. Just came out this last week, and I just got my copy. So I'm super excited about that. I hope that you enjoyed this episode, just a little bit around erotic touch. We're entering into almost like this 25-30 minute mark, and so I just want you to consider what would this conversation look like, maybe even share this episode with your partner and talk a little bit about what do we want to do here? How do we want to play? And like I said, I'll pop this up onto my podcast website on www.hotpinkyou.com. And in there will be some links to some of the resources and people that I mentioned, as well as just some playful thoughts that you can reach out and find on my blog coming up. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm feeling a little like turned on and inspired. And I know that, you know, me and my partner have a really lovely evening planned with one another to do some erotic touch and play and get out the massage table. So I hope this inspires you to do a little shopping for yourself and to do a little care as a couple, to dive in deep and really be inspired to go beyond the patterns that you're used to in your relationship for sexy time and move into something that is even deeper and can really connect the two of you and really be incredibly waking up for the body, incredibly healthy for the body, and so super sexy. Thanks so much, and I hope that you find me at www.hotpinkyou.com. I encourage you to sign up for my newsletter. I am currently doing the 5 things on Friday that I think are super hot, and I'm getting a lot of really great feedback around that offering because it's filled with resources I am currently producing, but also some of my colleagues that are out there that are really producing some great products, resources, tools, music, YouTube channels, you name it, things that I like to eat, it's all in there. And so I encourage you to sign up for that offering. Live your life with passion, and I hope that you have an incredibly sexy and hot rest of your day. Take good care.